Om Shanti. Good morning. And a special greeting for the month of January. And some of you were here yesterday for the Avyak Day. For those from all the surrounding areas, we invited you specially today to celebrate the Avyak Day today. Not only have we had one Avyak Murali yesterday afternoon, another Avyak Murali today, but we also had Avyak Bapdada's blessings yesterday in the morning. And so it's a lot to practice. Never mind one thing, two things, three things. Baba has given us many, many things to practice. And Baba's comment about becoming the authority of experience is very powerful and beautiful. And I'd like to just pick up on that for a few minutes. We all know that if you've had the experience of something, then that is your reality. That is what is real, and nothing and no one can move you away from it. Your faith in your own experience is your foundation. And so, in terms of Baba's knowledge, Baba's point was, to what extent do you keep experimenting with all the things that you know are true? This is why you get up early and do all the things that you do. But the more you experiment and experience the things that Baba's talking about, the greater your own spiritual authority and power. And so when I experiment with the ideas of Baba's knowledge, Baba took up all the different four subjects. So experimenting with Baba's knowledge and using Baba's knowledge in all the karma that you do, in all the situations that you find yourself in, the thoughts that you have, all of these things, you can become the embodiment of the experience of Baba's knowledge. And the proof of that will be your lightness and easiness. And so many people told me that yesterday they were on their feet for many hours helping in different areas. And they said that we didn't feel tired. And so that is the reality. That when you're using Gyan and experiencing the power of Gyan, then the result is that light, that might, that power that comes, and so definitely no tiredness at all. And the experience of yoga, becoming the embodiment of that, what Baba said about that was that you will be yog-yukt and yukti-yukt, which means that if I'm connected in yoga, then it's not a question of 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours yoga. That's great. But what Baba wants us is to be connected internally all the time with Baba, so that then it's Baba who's able to guide you. And you're protected, you have blessings, all the results that come from yoga. But also this word yukti yukt. And when you're linked with Baba in that way, then what you find is that the way that you respond to situations, the way the drama unfolds, is very beautiful. You're there at the right time for the right thing to happen. you're able to give the help and support that is needed at whatever moment that is, in whatever way that's needed. You know what it is that's right, and you have the capacity at that moment to be able to do it. And so to have all the powers from Baba comes from being yogyukt, and then it leads to the situation where everything goes smoothly and easily in the drama. And that is yukti yukt. And then the dharana. Experiment with each one of the virtues and experience it deeply. Maybe you take up a virtue for a week, and maybe a week isn't enough. Maybe you need to experiment with it for a month. So just imagine your intellect being engaged in that, checking and changing. And we have a huge list of different virtues. And so each one gets added to your treasure store that you're accumulating. Virtues and the result of virtues. And you know that it's always going to be the virtues that are going to work out. If you're not using virtues, then things are not going to work out. And so Baba has often said, two wrongs don't make a right. And so when something is happening that you feel is unjust, but your reaction is not based on Baba's virtues, you can't put it right. But if your response is based on virtues, then maybe not instantly, but over a period, it'll become clear that, yes, that was the right thing to do. And so, three questions to keep asking the self. Am I experimenting? Am I experiencing in jnana, in yoga, in dharana? And then, of course, service. And Baba is saying that wherever you are, whatever it is you do, you're going to be able to bring souls closer to Baba. And so it's never a question of why this, why that, why the other, but just gradually understanding how drama works and following that through in your life and their success and victory. Victory is dealing with my own inner qualities or weaknesses and sorting them out. And success is what you see outside in terms of the result of service. And so Baba reminding us, and the most powerful experience to have is the experience of God's love. And so the power of God's love is going to ensure that you have the protection you need, you have the blessings that Baba can give you, but also that you're going to be able to sail through whatever challenges may come on the journey. And there will be challenges, not just from Maya, not just from my own weaknesses, but also challenges from all sorts of situations. And so, can I stay merged in that experience of God's love so that God's love is able to carry me through everything? And it's not just something in the future, but if you look back and you see what is it that carried you on the path of Raj Yoga so far and kept you with Baba, you'll definitely be able to identify whatever it is happened, but also how Baba's love carried you through it. Who can say that yes, they've had that experience? Truly. Truly, without Baba's love and that experience of Baba's love, who would be here today? So that experience of being merged in God's love is going to allow everything to work out in the right way. So I just have to simply make sure that I keep watering that seed of love by remembering it and not letting the flame of love ever diminish. And it's never going to die out, but don't allow the flame of love to diminish in any way. The other thing that Baba spoke about, many things in these three different muralis. Yesterday morning, and of course 18th January, and Baba's going to be reminding us of how Brahma Baba became Karmatit. There are some here who've been in Gyan 40 years, 50 years, and Baba attained his stage in 33 years. Mamma, even less than that. And so we've been, many of us, in Gyan a long time. But Baba reminding us of the need to practice again and again, taking on this costume and stepping away from the costume, in the body and yet bodiless. And again, the reminder that it's not just when you sit for yoga, but can I keep that stage through the day, again and again, using the body, but still being detached from the pull of the senses. So another thing to experiment with more and more, and that's definitely going to be what we need more and more, because circumstances get more and more uncertain. But I need to practice this, because if I can do this, then I'll quickly connect with Baba. In the awareness of this, it'll take time. And Baba said that the test of the last moment will be the test of one thought, 1 second. How long does it take me to be soul conscious, detached completely from the body, connected with Baba? If it's taking me several minutes, I'm going to fail, because the moment will have gone by. How long does it take to slip and fall? One moment you're okay, next moment somewhere your foot gets stuck or you slip, and you say, but I was fine. How long did it take to fall? Literally a moment. And so for anything to happen, you know, we say, but I saw them yesterday and they were fine. Today they are not well. What happened? It takes just a moment. And so I have to keep practicing this stage. And Baba said, try it 11 times, 12 times a day. You say you don't have time, but how long does it take to have one thought? And so 10 times, 11 times, 12 times, if I keep practicing, then it will become perfect. And the experience of that feeling will be so powerful that I want to continue with that practice. I'll be motivated to carry on. And today we also want to show you glimpses of what happened here yesterday. Most of you were at your own centers. And of course, everywhere Baba was present, I'm sure. Definitely here we felt not just Brahma Baba's presence, but also Dadi Janki's presence. Those of you who were here yesterday, did you feel both? But Baba was not just present here. Baba is omnipresent. And so I'm getting news from Dublin, I'm getting news from here, I'm getting news from there. Baba was present with us. And of course, especially on the 18th it happens. But yesterday the comment I got back from many also was the appreciation of how everybody worked together so smoothly and everything went on absolutely as it should. And so Baba was watching, Baba was listening, and so we heard the Murali yesterday about creating the right environment, creating that atmosphere in which everything does work smoothly. And of course Baba spoke about four things, and here the comment had been, we've been having yoga bhati since the 2nd of January, every morning, 2 hours, and every evening. And a number of people said, must be the yoga bhattis that created that atmosphere. And I'm sure that's true. But I also want to give big, big thank you to everybody for the tireless service that each one was engaged in. Didn't have to tell people, do this, not this. It just happened very, very smoothly. And the methodology to be able to always keep it like that. The four points, you know them. So the first one, Shubh Chintak, good feelings, good wishes. How often have we heard Baba talk about this? Certainly in the last year. And probably before that also, but definitely this last year, so many Muralis have talked about good feelings, pure wishes for all. And I really just have to clean out whatever I'm holding on to from the past, so that through that process of cleaning, my good wishes can actually work. So it might be negative thoughts and feelings from a long time ago, or it can be from a short time ago. But to be able to have the power of Shubh Chintak, I need to be able to have a state which is completely clean and pure. And so can I do that? And then Shubh Chintan. And Baba gave us a different interpretation of this yesterday. Not just churning gyan. Yes, churning gyan is important. But thinking about your own stage of self-respect and self-sovereignty. Taking up one aspect of self-respect and just working with it, moving through others also. But the stage in which I'm stable in my stage of self-respect is a very, very powerful foundation to be able to have the right atmosphere. Because then whatever I'm doing to myself gets expressed outside. To create that atmosphere in which there is smoothness, easiness, lightness, and finally success, Baba said, is the responsibility of each one. I can't say I'm too young, physically or spiritually. I can't say I'm new, but each one carries this responsibility of contributing to the atmosphere. And so, good wishes for all, thoughts of self-respect, and 1,000 different points of self-respect that Baba has given us through all the different muralis. And then Baba added on another thing, that it's all connected, of course, attitude. And attitude is something we don't always... An attitude is something that we don't always recognize in ourselves. But important to be able to see it. If something isn't going as I want it to be, what's my attitude towards that? Can I change my attitude. And if I can change my attitude, I'll see things move in the right way. We all believe in energy, and we all know about the physical energies, but by the experience of soul consciousness, we know about the inner energies. And we've had the proof. When you're soul conscious, you can manage differently than when you're not. And to make soul conscious more powerful and more natural than the 63 births of this, but to make it totally natural so that it stays with you. So what is my attitude? Can I change things within myself so that I see the impact on the atmosphere and on my relationships? And so every time Baba uses a specific word, it's not just repetition, but Baba's giving us a different dimension of that aspect. And so, what did Baba say about soul consciousness today? What did Baba say about churning and pure thoughts? So every day you'll find there's an addition. Baba's using the same word, but Baba's taking us deeper into another aspect of that. And so don't just dismiss the words as repetition. Yes, Baba has to underline various things, but there's also different aspects to it. So enjoy experimenting with three different avyakt muralis, all of them very powerful.